Before lunging into this motion picture, here's a thought to take with you as you hopefully continue listening. Quite simply, Sacha Baron Cohen is inexorably, for everyone, an equal opportunity insulter. At the end of the day, there's no person, place, or thing that will escape his outrageous barbs and clever puttings on. So if you notice as you listen to these lines about Bruno, I had some chuckles seeing it. Please also read my definition of this wacko's humor in my review of his first film, Borat. That review's online at TulsaTVMemories.com. But if you want to cut to the chase and get it plainer, I support full rights for gay and lesbian U.S. citizens, but excuse me while I laugh my butt off at Bruno. Austrian fashionista Bruno is determined to become a giant media icon. That's the fuel for this film. He starts at the top, of course, and of course first goes to Los Angeles to put his name, as they say, up in lights. Bruno takes you through his downward spiral, trying for the A-list to somewhere near the Y-list. However, here's another list for you. It reveals just who or what Bruno offends in his frenetic attempt for fame. Paula Abdul. Anti-choice supporters. Ron Paul. Opposing sides in the Middle East. African Americans. Parents. Anti-gay activists. Fundamentalist Christians, Jews, persons upset by anal allusions, persons upset by full frontal male nudity, and then some, the U.S. military, good old boys in Alabama, heterosexual swingers, men who claim to convert gays to straightness, straight pride redneck cage wrestling fans, and, oh, I almost forgot, homosexuals. All seriousness aside, Bruno is pretty much a low-key movie that will play well for any on a first date, whatever their sexual orientation. Isolated moments of humor run rampant through the mockumentary, and some are really funny, but more often, they're not so funny at all, or just lame and gross. Borat had its gross moments too, although fewer. My hunch is Cohen and his director Larry Charles went to the uber-gross segments more in Bruno due to the material not being as fresh as Borat. Then there's the recalling of crowd and media reaction to the outrageous nude scene fight between Borat and his manager played in that picture by Ken Davidian. In a moment of lucidity, Bruno realizes he can't become an idol unless he presents himself as heterosexual. He even remarks that Tom Cruise, John Travolta, and Kevin Spacey are all rugged heteros and big film stars. That revelation for Bruno is what brings the most humorous and somewhat frighteningly real scene into play. Bruno is dressed as a macho hunter-type fellow who's a cage wrestler. Among the mouth-frothing throng, someone shouts to Bruno, "He's a faggot." Bruno demands the shouter come down and into the cage so Bruno can whoop his ass. Unknown to the crowd, the man who walks into the cage is Bruno's Austrian assistant named Lutz, played by Gustav Hammerstein. He's a guy who adores Bruno and is trying to help him gain stardom. The two begin a vicious fight in the cage. The real crowd goes wild for the now-closeted Bruno to put the intruder away. Then the pair suddenly changes mood and begins kissing and fondling. Well, you can imagine how the homophobic spectators react to this revolting development. It's one of those true Hallmark moments only Bruno or Borat can give. There's a big closer, too. Bruno is shown recording a piece of altruistic music in a studio. The words to the song are good, and so are the other singers shown on mic in turn doing the tune with Cohen. They are Sting, Bono, Slash, Chris Martin, Snoop Dogg, and none other than Sir Elton John at the piano, all laying down something on the track as well. If Sir Elton allowed as much as to be in this rather confused and occasionally funny movie about a gay Austrian guy of fashion, I'm thinking the gay and lesbian community can't get too upset about that. Oh yes, Bruno advises that umlauts are very in this season, and finally, my rear end was only slightly dislodged by laughter. I'm Gary Chu. Down in the valley.